Hi there. The word for you today is, you must be faithful. In Hebrews 3 verse 2 we read, He was faithful to God who appointed him. You know, faithfulness is more than just a nice concept. You must be faithful to something or someone. Actually, it's in making and keeping commitments to others that we demonstrate our faithfulness to God. Paul writes in Colossians 3:17, Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. That means to be seen by him, to bring glory to him, and to be rewarded by him. Hey, if you don't love those around you, you don't really love God. Jesus put it this way in Matthew 25 verse 40, Inasmuch as you did it to the least of one of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Now, the Greek word for faithful here means, quote, to be trustworthy and reliable. So, when you give your word, can you be trusted to keep it? Many of us just aren't reliable. We can't be counted on to do what we say. It doesn't matter how gifted you are. If you're not trustworthy, God can't use you. And God will test you. How? By assigning you to do something for a period of time that you don't want to do. Something that's not fun or exciting. Something that may require you to submit to somebody else's authority. Something you chafe under. Then he will say to you, just be faithful. And faithfulness is not merely showing up day after day. It's more, it's showing up with a good attitude. God rewards that kind of faithfulness. Jesus said in Luke 16, verse 12, If you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? Good question. Simply stated, if you want to be successful, you must be faithful.